The Brethren of Chaos Podcast.
I think we're going to start there, Simon. Welcome to the next episode of the Brethren of Chaos podcast. Simon's back on.
Yep. Once again.
Drinking his Coke, his diet caffeine-free Coke.
Yeah. There we go. What a start.
He's next to the radiator. Full of notes.
Brimming. I'm ready to go, yeah.
Exploding with notes.
I should mention that Carl's not here again, though.
No.
I think we should say...
Why isn't he
once
here?
And for all, we should say the reason. Carl is officially missing. He's been missing for about a month now. The police are informed, so he's had to leave. Once again, he's had to leave the podcast, I'm afraid.
He's not available because he's AWOL.
He's just gone. No one knows where he is.
Okay.
Anyway, there we go.
What have you been up to, Simon?
I was really pissed off before, actually. I forgot to tell you this. Because I went and got my hair cut. And I specifically wanted him to keep it long on top.
Yeah.
And I just wanted the sides neaten up. Nice Christmas trim.
Nice Christmas
trim. It's like, fucking took it all off. And I was like...
What do you mean? It looks fine.
No, because it was like nice and like, waving the curls.
Did you want a Jedward?
I wanted to keep them. No, not that severe. But I just wanted
not
it
that
to be
dangerous.
The sides were getting too long.
I see.
And also, he styled it like all flat, all coming down flat on my face.
So you had a bit of a fringe.
Yeah, but I was like, what? I didn't go in like that. So what? I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
He's
like, why
deciding
you?
What
you
should have.
He's just giving a style change and he asked for it.
Come out with dreads. So,
hey. Yeah, it's got more hair. Bro. It's like GTA. So I was pissed off with that. I wasn't very happy about that.
Not a good start to the day.
No, but it looks like I went home and restyled it a bit. And I thought, it just looks like I've had it.
When are you getting it finished off then?
I'm not. I ran out halfway through when I left. I was like, fucking get off my hair.
Get off my dome.
So I wasn't very happy about that.
Yeah?
But I watched Avatar on the weekend. I thought I'd wait to tell you that.
Oh,
I watched the new Avatar.
God,
I knew you'd be happy about that.
I've already heard reviews from people who've seen it.
Really? What have they said?
Well, what are you going to say? Oh, do you want me to say?
You tell what they said, then I'll say what I said.
So it was a bit long, dragged on, a bit boring.
Yeah, it's pretty long,
a bit slow, a bit drossy. Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. No, I liked it, though, because I thought... I watched it in 3D. I've not watched a film in 3D since the first Avatar thing. So I was like, oh, this is good because it reminded me.
Experience.
Reminded me of when I was like that. But it is just the same film.
Is it?
It's pretty much exactly the same film.
Yeah.
It's just quite cool though, you know, it's like
big blue guys.
Yeah, it's
around.
All like see it's just like oh, it's pretty impressive.
I wanna watch it in one day. That's when it'll be impressive.
What about one day?
Acting to your brain. Like,
just sound.
Just textures.
Just hear it. It's just text.
You just read it.
Yeah. Yeah, the book. That's 1D. Avatar the book. I did that and listen to this. You like this? I also went to a Bollywood party.
Wow.
Think about that.
Fucking hell. Now that.
There you go.
That. You know what I say about like doing experiences and out, getting out and doing stuff? That is
there
fucking
you go.
Peak
all Bollywood all night. Full Bollywood.
Doing the dancing.
Yeah. We went to... So I was hammered. I was like hammered, basically.
Oh, I wouldn't have expected anything else.
And I can't remember. I got told that they'd turn us for like 1 second, look back, and I'd just be with another group dancing.
Doing like the Bollywood dancing.
Yeah. And like I'd just be talking like to someone else, just like obviously all Indians, because I was like one of the only white people in there basically.
I see.
So like it's so just funny, just isn't it, with me just dancing around and then everyone's like, "Hey!" So
this guy couldn't get rid of
weirdo.
Him. What? Wait, how did that come about?
Well, because I was in Leeds.
Yeah,
my girlfriend, she's Indian, so all her mates.
So
were
you
going.
Just decided to have a Bollywood party.
No, it was like a club, a Bollywood night.
An actual Bollywood night,
official
officiated
Bollywood night. You have to buy tickets.
Is it like the end of a film? What film was it?
What do you mean, the end of the film?
You know, that's what they all do, don't they? End of a Bollywood film, they all dance.
Yeah. I can't remember, to be honest. No, I remember getting in there, and then I don't remember.
You just danced the night away.
I just danced.
Woke up with sore
blacked
quads.
Out with dancing. It was funny. It was a good laugh.
What were you drinking?
We were drinking rum before.
Oh, that's not
good
Bollywood.
Old pirates.
Yes. Some Caribbean drinks.
It was really funny, because like, we turned up, and then... So it was like we had like a pre-drink thing in one of our mates, and everyone kept coming in like groups of two, and everyone, without discussing it, had, oh, pardon me, that fucking Coke, had like a litre of Captain Morgan's and a big thing of Diet Coke. Everyone turned up with the exact same thing, and we were like, what, there's a Coke everywhere? And
Pirate Bollywood night?
Pouring it everywhere, yeah. Blackbeard Bollywood night.
Yeah, that's...
So that was my weekend, yeah.
That sounds like a ridiculous weekend, that.
That was funny, that, yeah.
God, that is exactly what you want to be doing on the weekend.
There you go.
Fucking hell.
What did you do?
On the weekend?
What was your weekend?
I don't think I did anything. Oh, no? Oh, actually, it's funny. So me and Charles went to Tank at, like, fucking midnight.
Yeah.
We're in there, sat talking. And then... Earl was playing in Imperial Bar in the terrace bit.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
Like DJing.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, we'll go up there for a laugh.
Come pop in.
So we went up there, but Charles didn't have his ID. So we drove back to Charles's, picked up his ID and went back. And the bouncer was like, "What? Where the fuck have you
what
got
What time's this now then?
This is like 1, 2. No, it's about 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we get in and it's like...
Is this Friday or Saturday?
Saturday.
Oh, okay.
And it is the weirdest fucking place, that Imperial. Like, the only people in there are... As we know, like 16-year-olds,
yeah.
Or like 30-year-old men on their own.
Oh, because they have that older bit, don't they?
With like really expensive clothes on.
Yeah, just stood at the bar.
Just stood there with
waiting.
Like, with like a Coke or something.
And waiting for an opportunity.
It's so bizarre. But we weren't allowed into the over 25s bit because it was that packed. And we're like, oh, we don't want to go in to stand with Earl.
Yeah.
With the DJ. And he was like, no. So we were like, stood around, didn't even buy a drink.
You were stood with all 16-year-olds pretty much. Yeah,
we
like,
were just stood there. Like taking all like this is such a bizarre place, and then we're like this is too much. So we stood outside and waited for Earth like an hour. We stood outside in here, just watching, and it was dead icy. So everyone's coming out slipping around everywhere. There's like
I should have filmed it.
Oh, we were thinking about that. We're thinking about vlogging it. How good
just
was it?
Vlog
like,
the ice.
The shittest like place in St. Helen is just like stood just there
flying
at
over
2 in the morning.
Should have done.
Oh,
that.
It was
funny.
Fucking disgraceful viewings. Well, I've seen so many like girls slip over. One,
all hammered
one
coming out.
Actually, a proper smashed her head. Like,
was she like
she was
down
dazed.
For like a bit?
Yeah, she stood around like a zombie, you know, like
stumbling around.
Yeah, and it was like that's not good. That
concussion there. Wake up with a sore head tomorrow.
Brain hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me Saturday, but Monday.
Oh yeah, tell me. Oh yeah, go on.
So for the viewers or the listeners, so we've been doing. Solid paper quiz in the Junction Pub. If anybody wants to come down on Monday night, 9 o'clock.
Class. It's really good.
Isn't it so good?
It's so good.
It's so we get there. Si's been doing a few.
Yeah.
You've only missed like a few, haven't you?
I think two. Two now.
But we've been smashing it. Loads of people have been coming down, we know. Paper quiz, that's what you want. The quizzes, it's not like shitty generic like pop quiz, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like they've got the sports bit, the history bit, what other bits? Like they've got little, got good categories. It's not,
but it's not like actual categories, is it?
No,
you don't go like it's the sports round.
Yeah,
it's just like 60 questions, and it's all mixed in.
Yeah,
sports and geography and all that. Yeah. History's all mixed.
It's not just like fucking. Just you go to some and it's just the most like if you watch. Loose Women, you're probably answering half of the questions, right? Yeah, isn't it? You know, just like, and you listen to like the charts music.
Yeah, BBC.
You've smashed it. But this is like proper, like good general knowledge. And half time.
Oh, God.
So it's a quid to play. Put a quid down. And at half time, we get fed a feast of the gods every time, don't we?
But everyone says this is the craziest thing that you get. A full-on meal,
like,
yeah. We're when you say a full-on meal, like what you got? You got Christmas bloody dinner this time. I didn't go, didn't you?
Well, a Sunday roast.
Yeah.
Oh, massive.
What did you get this time?
Oh, I'll get to that.
Fuck's sake.
So a few times. So we got like pizza, didn't we?
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
Was it meatballs,
sausages, chips, and gravy?
Like this is like you can fill your plate up good, isn't it? It's not like a little fucking snack.
You put as much as you want, don't you? Yeah, there's always leftovers, so you can have loads if you want.
So basically, Si couldn't make this Monday night one. So
it was Bollywooding.
Dance your head off. So it was me, Conroy, who should be coming on the podcast soon, Joe, who will probably come on the podcast soon, and Charles. So good four, good solid four there. And we turn up, and immediately the giggles start.
What?
Now, I don't even know why. Now, every time we've done this quiz, it goes fucking bad, doesn't it?
It's the dark arts in that
It's pool. Haunted. Everybody else is there, like, straight-faced doing it as well, aren't we?
And we're like, when we say giggles, well, it's not like we're like, like can't painful. Breathe, like silent laughing in the corner, like, shaking the table.
It is so bad. So that instantly started, and we're like, oh, fucking hell, there we go.
Straight off the bat.
Conroy joined us after his jiu-jitsu lesson. And like,
sweaty.
We were just absolutely couldn't contain ourselves at all. We had anagrams to do for like the first few questions.
Oh, yeah.
We couldn't even do them. We were like laughing that much.
What triggered it? There's usually something that kicks it off.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's got to the point now where there's not even a start.
No,
it's just.
And everybody
you know,
else.
You know
the,
it's coming, so you start giggling. It gets worse and worse.
Everybody else in there is like they're all happy, but they're not.
Yeah,
it's not like
families.
It's not outgoing. Like, yeah. They're just all on the table with the you know just there's
just
no
a nice Monday quiz.
And we're
no nonsense.
Fucking wild. So
it's like we're high, isn't it? It's like we're dead high in the corner.
Fed a load of drugs. So we're doing this quiz, and then it gets to the music round, and we're like, yeah, we'll do this because we've got quite a few heads this time.
Yeah.
And it turns out there's no music round. The woman who's hosting it's got these big blow up. Reindeer antlers with hoops, and you've got to throw the hoops onto the antlers, and you get points for how many you land on. So we were like, oh my god, what the f-? And we're already, our heads have fell off laughing here. And like, Conroy's backed out, he said, I can't do this. I'm like,
I'm going home.
Joe said, he can't do it. He's
Wait, so
much.
Did it go, you nominate one person for each team?
Yeah, like that. Yeah. So it was me and Charles, and we did rock, paper, scissors, and Charles ended up doing it.
Yeah.
So we had to go up, and he got one on, I think. Some people got none, some people got others, but like you stand up in front of everybody and like we're just fucking
howling. You can hear them. You can hear you laughing
like screaming. And you know, like if people don't know Andrew Conroy, he's got a laugh where it goes, doesn't it?
Isn't there's no like subtlety to
his
it.
His mouth
it's just
is
like
wide
shout,
open
like,
as possible.
Shouting, laughing.
That's what we were all like. Just in the back.
Wait, was everyone else laughing or was everyone just like
Yeah, like everybody's having a good time, but it's not nowhere near the levels of work.
Fucking hell.
So it just fucking went so bad. And then immediately after that, half time, let's get our food. So I'll be in, it's the first time Conroy came. So Joe and Charles Bean, they know the score, you're getting a good meal, but you don't know what you're getting, don't you?
No, it's just you find out.
No, we're waiting around, we
Wait,
can't.
Did you tell Conroy that
I told him that food is coming. Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Food is coming.
I don't know what level he thought was going to be. Like maybe just a little bowl of chips.
Yeah, that's what everyone thinks.
So we're waiting, and we could smell like some good food. And we're like, "Where is it?" And it's not. It doesn't come into the room. I'm looking around, and she goes, "Oh, it's in the other room, in where you eat in the restaurant."
Oh yeah.
Oh god. So we go in there, and I'm not messing. It's like, you know, like a canteen, like a Subway. As like
different trays,
like a tray on like a full table on wheels, and it's got like all the different trays,
yeah,
with like a glass thing,
yeah,
it's like that. It's got buns on one side, a full tray of chips,
right,
full tray of curry, full tray of burgers.
Oh my god, it was multiple meals.
What was the other one? There was another one as well. There was four like full trays.
Of different meals.
Of different
meals. Oh, so you got rice as well?
Oh, there was rice as well. That was
it,
yeah.
Oh, my God. So you got chips, rice, curry,
and
a burger on the side.
Fuck. I don't know. Chips and curry, but, like, at that point, we were like, what the fuck is this quiz?
Every time I miss it, it goes up in one of the meals that you get. I missed it, you get a full English. I missed this time, you get four meals. I get fucking... meatballs when
that,
I go.
That, the curry as well that we had was so
good?
Nice. Like one of the best.
Was it just like a classic pub? orangey colour. Orangey,
no, no, it was actually...
was it a booner?
It was like a gel freezy.
Oh, it got a bit of spice to it.
Yeah, yeah, it was quite spicy. I mixed the chips in with it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was fucking so good.
God's sake.
And then, so then we carried on with the quiz. I think it was like towards the end, Joe said he can't come anymore.
He's not doing it anymore.
He said it's redlining.
Well, Joe came last.
Yeah.
Last week as well.
And it was giggles and we then, had wasn't like, it? Bad.
Couldn't stop
He said, for a Monday night, this is just too much. It's unhealthy.
You want a nice chill night after work. Instead, you're fucking like red in the face.
They're only throwing our fucking curry up, holding our laughs in. And like, the best thing about this quiz as well is it's so close.
Oh, yeah.
It's within the points from top to bottom, everybody, it's like 10 points, isn't
it?
Last place is 10 points off first place, so that's what makes it so good as well.
It makes it better, doesn't it? Because there's no, like, you're not trying to catch someone who's like 50 points ahead.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
For fuck's sake.
So we came joint fourth out of, I think it was 8, but it was within like 10 points of like, everything. That's why, like, you feel like, I need to go again, because I feel like I can make those points up. That's why it's drawn us in.
You need, like, different minds help, with different brains in there.
That's it. Definitely.
Just those odd questions that are dead catch everyone out, and then someone knows it. And like,
well, at the first time, we were struggling the music round. What was she doing? She was playing music, wasn't she?
Yeah, and she was either saying who's the
artist.
The artist, or the song. What's the song called, or the band called.
And we couldn't do it but at it was all. We like, dropped every point on that section.
It was going horribly.
But then she's changed it. So it's just, what does she do now?
It's just like quiz questions, isn't it?
Yeah.
She doesn't play anything anymore, does she?
It's like she named a singer and you have to name the band they were in.
Yeah.
Or name the band and name the... Or she says the band and you name the singer.
Yeah.
Or she
reads out some lyrics, doesn't she? Did she do that?
She might have done, yeah.
And I said, what's the song? Just from like reading it out, just normal.
So that's a bit easier. So I feel like we've climbed up a bit there.
Yeah.
We've got off lucky with that that section.
But when we were talking to those older people, they were saying, oh, we struggle with, because it's a mix of like pop and like old songs.
Yeah.
So
they're
like, we get all the old ones and the pop ones we don't know.
Yeah,
and we're just like, we don't know either. We don't know either.
We don't know any.
Just fucking on our ass.
Yeah, so I think she's changed it, but oh God, if you're free on a Monday night, fucking get down to that quiz. It's the place to be.
Unless all your fans that are American
are listening. They're all Russian, fighting
Russian
in Ukraine.
They're not listening. In the trenches listening to this. That's where Cal is. Cal's gone fighting. He's joined the Foreign Legion. He's gone off.
He's in training.
Could be anywhere, who knows?
No, it's top draw. Who else? What are you doing on the Monday night? What are people doing? Fucking nothing.
Just getting in from work.
Just sat there, slumped on.
But it's quite late as well, isn't it? It starts at like 9, doesn't it?
I suppose it is a bit. If you've got to be in bed early.
But then you can also, after work, you can have your chilling for like an hour or two and still go to the quiz.
Yeah, I guess so,
just can't be arsed on a Monday, can
you? Oh, no, everybody just...
Because usually you've not had much sleep, because Sunday, your sleeping pattern's a bit
messed up.
So you're tired and you just want to go to bed.
Yeah, you want to get sorted for the
week.
You
want to get hot, laughing your head off in a pub.
You don't want to get haunted, fucking... You don't want the demons coming in you.
But a quid...
For
a meal.
And a fucking top experience.
That's well good, though. My mum was saying you should start telling homeless people.
To come down.
It's only a quid for a full meal in there. Imagine like next time you go.
We're sat with a load of homeless people. 10 people in our group. Yeah. All laughing.
They're all like zoned out, or like off their head, on like crack or something.
Yeah, it's top draw. So that's... That's what happened to me on Monday.
Yeah, that's our weekends.
Yeah, fucking amazing. So, going to the...
Let's get onto it.
The episode. Good old naughty Rasputin.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know anything about this guy?
Apart from that song.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I knew.
I don't think he's as bad as what people make him out to be as well.
Well, a little bit let down after doing my research.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what? I thought he was like some...
Fucking demon slayer.
I was expecting some mad person like in the war or something, or, you know. Like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
It just seems like, I don't know. We'll get on to what he seems like, but... I was a bit let down. I was like, oh, what? I thought he'd be a bit more mad, but... Still an interesting
I think
life he had.
He's we'll cover it. So Rasputin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He is a bit crazy in a way to think of it.
Yeah.
I think anything from that time, anything from the past.
Weird. It's just weird, isn't it?
generic and it's still weird.
Yeah. This isn't even that weird of a story, but it is weird because it's like it wouldn't happen nowadays, would it?
No. Okay, so Gregory Rasputin.
Grigori.
So, born 20th of January, 1869.
Oh, we've got different notes on this now. I've got 10th.
Yep.
yep.
Maybe we should say we were looking at dates, weren't we? The dates are all over the place.
Yeah.
I couldn't find any proper dates.
Yeah. Well, we'll say yours is right.
No. I don't want to take the
pressure. We'll say yours is right, just in case.
But we both got 1869.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhere around that year he was born.
Born in the Pokrovsky, Siberia. Yeah, so where's the... we haven't got the globe. Get the globe out, Simon. Let's have a look at where Siberia is fucking in the middle of nowhere, isn't it, when you think about it?
I don't have a clue.
It's like above India, isn't it? Siberia. It's like...
It's a fucking wilderness, isn't it? Icy.
Yeah, it's like above China. It's like fucking nowhere near the West, what you think of, like, Europe, Russia and all that. It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, Siberia was, like, where they sent all the fucking exiles and, like, the gulags, wasn't it?
So is that where this... What was it called?
Pokrovsky.
Oh, that's in Siberia?
That was his little town he was born in.
I got the place, but I didn't know it was Siberia.
Siberia, and the fucking...
That's mad anyway, just to start with.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Anyone from Siberia is usually a bit... got a bit of something to him, haven't they?
You're acting weird.
Get out of there.
So he's born to... His father was a farmer.
Yeah.
His mother had 7 children who all died before his... So he was the
first... Wait, so he was the one that survived?
Yeah, he was the first, like, child.
Oh, my God. And they're like, yes, we've got one.
Finally.
And it's Rasputin.
How do you even have 7 kids and they die?
That's a lot. It's in Siberia, so... I believe that. That makes sense.
How hard is it to, like, look after a child?
Did it say what they were dying of?
No.
Not, like, disease or anything. They
just murdered.
Drowned.
Getting thrown at the wall. Could be anything. I don't know. I feel like... Yeah, babies probably hard to look after. But if you're having 7, you've got to... There's got to be one that gets through.
Yeah, it's not that hard to look after. Like they've got a farm, so they can... assume they can feed them pretty well.
You have a fire, you know? It's staying warm, isn't it? Keeping it fire.
Maybe that's... They went into the fire.
Rolled in.
Cooked them.
We're having this one tonight.
Rolled in. Rolls off the bed straight into the fire.
Oh, we need another one. So Rasputin...
Pop another one out.
Rasputin was the 8th child.
Yeah.
But the first one to be alive.
To live on.
To live on. So early on, he had visions, didn't he?
Yeah. So he had his... Was it his first vision or whatever?
Yeah.
Was the Virgin Mary.
Was it? That?
In the sky. whilst he was working on his farm.
One
day he turned and looked up and he saw a vision of the Virgin Mary.
Just getting blinded by the sun.
Oh, fucking hell, okay,
what's that?
So it was staring right into it.
So, growing up, though, he was bad, wasn't he? He was always drinking.
Yeah, he was from childhood, isn't he? He was a heavy drinker. How the fuck does that happen?
It's Russians for you. Siberians.
Straight on the vodka. Vodka.
So, he wasn't in good hands.
No, his mind's already messed up a bit.
And he had some visions. And the other one thing was people said he knew stuff. He had visions about neighbours. Like, he knew stuff that nobody could know, you know, like secrets about the neighbours.
Oh.
And everybody's like, how do you know that? Like, you must be some mysticism going on.
Oh, no, I did see something like that. He could predict things as well.
Knew what was coming.
Yeah, what the fuck?
All your children are dying.
No, that's just him guessing stuff, isn't it? Well, I don't know. Depends what the specific stuff was.
See, we're on about peasants as well in this slight town.
Yeah.
I feel like they're pretty easy to sway. Aren't they?
Yeah, say a few right things, a bit right.
And another one was he could heal animals.
Oh, yeah.
So people would bring him, like, an injured horse, and he would have, as, like, a kid or a teenager,
just healing.
I don't know how. There's nothing more
like
on this.
Broken
like,
but... neck, and he's like healing it.
So it's floating, levitating.
It must have been minor injuries.
You reckon they just... It was going to heal anyway.
Yeah. Because what could...
He's giving it alcohol. I'm a bit of this, lad.
Of vodka. Because what could you... I don't know, what could you heal? Right now, what do you... If someone brought you an animal...
Yeah.
What kind of things do you reckon you could heal?
And I'm going to try... I'm trying to, like, pass off myself as a healer.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to start chanting and, like, rubbing my hands like, over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Not touching it, but, like, just hovering
yeah,
it
yeah,
over.
Yeah, mm. That's what
And then
do.
You just go, yeah, it'll be all right in a week.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, my
Fucking
God.
Fucking hell, it's working.
It is all right in a week.
So we did that, and yeah. People thought he was either... The second coming of Christ or the Antichrist.
They were quite sure which yeah. one.
A few people were like, oh my God, he's...
He could only heal goats.
By... Black goats. So there was a few different like viewpoints of him.
Yeah.
I think if I seen stuff like that and I was a peasant, I'd think he was a demon. An antichrist.
No, if you believe in like God and stuff, though, that's
he's drinking.
Jesus did, isn't it?
He's drinking oh, yeah. and fighting,
heavily drinking. All
getting,
the time.
Getting in the trouble with
healing
you.
Animals, whispering to animals, just like snakes and stuff. Going, like,
big tarantulas. So, by 28, he was married. So I think it was 1887. That was when he was married. He had 4 children.
Right.
That's the only other date I could put towards anything.
Yeah, there's not
of
many
his early
dates
life.
Going on this year. So well, that was the good thing as well is that no photos exist of him without a beard.
What?
That's one
Even
of the
as
things.
A child.
There is photoshopped. So that's that. People don't know much about his things. There's no.
Yeah.
The only thing they have is his birth record. And then all the pictures of when he's a fucking mad,
yeah, yeah,
mad beard. So.
Well, on the documentary we watched, there were people who knew him, didn't they?
Yeah, that's good. They're good. All them people talking about him.
Well, we should say that we watched a documentary. I don't know what it was called. It's like the only. It's one of the two documentaries on YouTube.
Let me quickly have a look. Well, you carry on.
To be honest, I can't really remember the documentary. I didn't get me notes from the documentary.
Good then. Because we might have different. Well, that's where I got all mine from. Yeah. So.
Well, I watched it at night. And I fell asleep straight afterwards. And I remember waking
Vicious
up.
Dreams.
I remember waking up thinking I can't remember anything from that documentary.
Wait, did you not write it as you're going along?
No, I was going to like watch it and then watch it again. But by the time I woke up, I was like, I can't bother watching it again.
Well, this something about this documentary, it was so hard to get through. It was like putting me to sleep. But it was quite interesting. But I was like, oh fuck, I can't watch this.
Yeah, it's lethal watching documentaries at night, I think.
It was only like 7, though. It's called... all it says is Rasputin 1994 documentary by Lawrence Rees. That's it.
That's it.
That's the thing. So, there you go.
So, if you want to check that out. Well, yeah, so that's what we watched.
Yeah.
So, he was... Now, the next information I have on him was one of the main big things he did was he stole a horse.
Oh, I haven't seen this, no.
Was that not on the document?
That wasn't on there, no.
So he stole a horse and fled to a monastery, because being a horse thief in that era of them times is quite a bad
Well, that's like how the, thing, that's yeah. a bit a horse on a farm.
Yeah, that's your
main
much money,
thing, that's
isn't
like,
it?
Yeah.
Are you travelling around and stuff like that?
Probably does loads of jobs, the horse as well, yeah. doesn't it, on your farm.
So he fled to a monastery.
Yeah.
And that's where he met Makarij. That's on the documentary, that guy.
The picture of him.
The hermit. He was a hermit, wasn't
yeah.
he, Colin?
What the fuck? What did he say? He met the hermit. What the hell?
What
Comes
he
out like a hole. Pops out like a mole.
Like under a church.
Hello, I'm the hermit. Well, it didn't say. Why did he call him the hermit?
Know,
it didn't even say.
I want to know about that. I didn't even get that title.
Didn't it say he was like, he'd been travelling, meeting people?
The Mac.
Yeah, well, Macari. Do you have any information on him? I can't remember.
So, no, he's just part of, like, a little sect of, like, unorthodox yeah. Christianity. Wasn't he? Yeah, he travelled around. But he was at this monastery when Rasputin fled
yeah.
to the monastery, and he met him, and he this Makarij, it's Makarij. I don't know how you pronounce that.
Oh, God, I don't know.
Makarij.
Yeah.
He mentored him, basically took him under his wing and went, come and stay in the monastery. I'll show you. You know,
oh, right, okay.
You've got all these powers. you're quite famous in your little little towns. Come in and I'll mentor him. So that's when Rasputin then left his family and started travelling, didn't he?
Yeah.
And was wandering through Siberia.
But he was going from like monastery to monastery, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Bumping into all these
village
characters
to village,
and that. And
spreading like this, it wasn't even proper religion, wasn't it? It was like a weird, just fucking...
I don't know what it was.
Like bullshit sect of whatever branch it was.
Did you get the thing from his diary? Do you have that?
Which one was that one?
So one that is on the documentary, there's a little reading from his diary on this bit.
Yeah.
So it's, I'll do the reading. So he wrote in his diary, the diary is called Diary of an Experienced Wanderer.
God,
by Gregory Rasputin.
Oh my God.
Might try and look for that book because that's fucking nuts. So where's he's doing his journey of enlightenment, he writes, I walked 20 to 30 miles a day, rarely eating, finding consolation in nature, thinking how the Saviour walked along the shore. That's what he's doing, walking about, just like thinking like this.
What the fuck?
Like, not eating or anything. Probably having more visions because he's not fucking...
Yeah, because he's...
Withdrawal from alcohol and all that. Seeing all kinds of shit. So yeah, he's got a diary though. That'd be an interesting read, that diary. That.
God.
So that's like the start of him.
So he's travelling around with this, whatever that is.
God,
lovely
no,
stuff.
Demons he's got.
And he comes in contact with another group. Of another group of religious people called the Callistes,
yeah,
which were active in the time period in the area where he was like living and wandering.
Yeah,
now these were basically a cult, weren't they? It wasn't even religion.
Did you see the picture of these?
I think so. Yeah,
I think it was a picture of them. I can't remember, but they look fucking weird. Like, you could see him chanting and, sacrificing.
Like, we're on about, like, late 1800s here, just fucking delving straight into, like, mysticism.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. In, like, fucking Russian towns. So they were big into, like, sex.
Yeah,
big orgies. So they do a sin and then purge it. That was basically their viewpoint. But I don't think anything made sense.
No. Well, they thought it got them... closer to God in it by doing, but the only sin that they thought was having sex.
Big orgy.
Yeah.
You know, another thing was they used to work themselves into a frenzy.
What?
like try and picture that. What are you doing there, mate? We're all just like sat there.
What do you mean work?
What does that mean?
What work are they doing? The work of Christ, brother.
Just sat there
all going
fit.
Mental.
So these are like full-on cult. You can picture them, can't you? With the weird clothes on in like dark, like
they've
fucking
all lost their heads, these
monasteries. Like really shady characters. So he comes into contact with these.
Yeah.
Now these Callistes are not allowed to wash or bathe, aren't they?
Oh, I didn't. Is that
so they're not allowed to bathe? They're not allowed
they're
not allowed
sex
to,
all the time and they don't wash or anything
at all. So he basically like sees them as like, right, I'm fucking joining these.
I love a bit of that.
So he joins with them, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And becomes one of these Callistes. Now, I should have done more research into these Callistes. I wonder if they're going now.
Well, they have...
weird cult.
They have this thing called Little Christs. The Callistes called it. Where they claim to be like babies born of the Virgin Mary. But then they're just natural. They're always having sex all the time and having these kids. And then they call them Little Christs.
Christ
like, oh my God, it's the Virgin Mary. And so everyone's like, no, you're just fucking shagging non-stop. Just kids everywhere.
Don't go over there, Gregory. Stay away from
them. Near them. You'll have Little Christs running around.
Yeah, so these are fucking weirdos, weren't they? So he stays with them. Now, I don't know how long he stays with them because there's
no dates
I could get. Yeah. But after a while, he comes back, doesn't he, to his hometown and comes back to his wife. And he says to his wife, I need to use the basement for one of the Callistes meetings as a meeting ground. His wife's
She's like, yeah, go on.
Go on.
Wait, why didn't I cannot imagine my basements back then.
And like some wooden farmhouse.
It's just a hole. Under
all
living
having orgies in the hole. But think of that, like his wife hasn't seen him for like years. He's been travelling around. Probably getting more of a name of himself, like healing and all that, and find like here's he's part of like some weird fucking sex cult. And then he just turns up one day and like, alright, I need to use the basement.
For this meeting I've got going on.
Get rid of the pool table, fucking bring him down here. So that was That's all I really got in his early life.
Yeah, that's pretty much mine stops there.
So the next point is St. Petersburg, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he's he has a vision, doesn't he?
Oh, does he have another one?
To tell him to go to St. Petersburg.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Something happens. He has a vision saying to go to St. Petersburg, which is in the west. That's like quite western, isn't it?
Yeah.
A big proper city in Russia, not like fucking
wherever the hell he is.
Farm town in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And I think it was to go and like go and establish himself with the Tsar Romanovs.
Yeah.
The king and queen, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you couldn't just turn up.
Can't just knock on the palace door, yeah. Can you? Like, all right, mate.
Smelly peasant, not washed in like fucking years.
I've had a vision. Fuck you off.
Get out of here. But this Makarij, the guy previously who he knew, worked as a former religious advisor to the Romanovs, didn't he? Like years ago. He had some connection to the Romanovs. But the Tsar Romanovs are basically the royalty, aren't they? The royal family.
Yeah.
He had some connections. So that Makarij, or how would you pronounce his name, sent a letter of introduction to St. Petersburg to like some high priest, like some bishops and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, I've got this guy over here fucking Rasputin doing all weird shit. Visions.
Healing animals and all sorts.
Come and take him. Go and...
come and get rid of him.
Take him off my
hands.
So Rasputin went to St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
I got one cool bit. One thing Rasputin could do was he could fully dilate his eyes at will. So he could turn his eyes like
fuck
full
off.
Black.
I'm not having this.
And that was the first thing he did when he turned up in St. Petersburg to all these people.
Freak everyone out.
They were like, what the fuck is this guy?
Well, now you're going to start thinking, yeah, Antichrist.
Yeah, he's a fucking...
He's turning his eyes black. And turn like, red next to something, glowing.
I tried to Google it, and I think it is true. I think people can.
Yeah, I think there is.
Like,
things.
Weirdly control the fucking pupils and, like, black it out, which is, I don't know how that must feel.
How does he find out he can do this, though? I can't imagine he was just, like, staring in a mirror. Like, what?
How do you come across that?
Just did it by accident.
So great start,
like, turn off and do that. Yeah. Good start.
good impression.
If it's a priest, you'd be like, yeah, you're in the right place. Get on in here.
So he meets Bishop Hermagan and this other guy, Sergei Trufanov. These were, like, two of the main dons in St. Petersburg and the fucking religious circle. So straight away he started doing all, like, fucking healing and stuff like that. Doing his magic, his occultism.
It was getting quite popular, isn't he?
Picking up the ladies.
Yeah, that's a funny thing as well, isn't it? They got really popular with the women.
Yeah.
What was it? Because he excited them with promise that through sexual sin they could gain forgiveness and a blessing through God.
Oh, he's just a fucking con artist.
So he's just
shagging all these middle-aged women.
Exactly what he's doing, isn't it? He's just sleeping around with everyone. And they're all like, oh yeah, great, this is great.
He's like a weird like celebrity, isn't he?
Yeah.
Religious celebrity.
Everyone's hearing about him.
Yeah.
I guess all the women are gossiping, like, oh, go and shag this guy and he can get you closer to God.
He stinks.
Yeah, we'll do it anyway. It's all right. He reeks him near him.
So what?
Like, everyone must have stunned.
I know, yeah,
then,
that
though,
was like everybody was
like,
greasy.
Yeah. It's this picture of him, like, they're all, his hair's like stuck down.
Yeah, he looks.
Like, oh.
Yeah, if you listen, you need to Google some pictures of him.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like right. He looks scared. He doesn't look like you want to bump into him in an alleyway at night.
He does look like just an alcoholic, doesn't he? That you'd see.
With a massive beard.
Like,
greasy hair.
Yeah.
So while he was at St. Petersburg, he became friends with the Crow Sisters, who were also called with the Black Sisters, which was Princess Milica and Anastasia of Montenegro.
Mm.
So they were basically... They weren't from Russia... And they, what's the word when you like, kind of, you know, get your foot in the door? Be married into the Russian royal family.
Oh, right, okay.
But not like, they did it kind of like, what is it? Like, oh, what's the word?
I don't know. Do
you know
what
you
mean?
You're doing it for a reason. Shady style.
Oh, okay.
For the money
okay.
and all that. But not like actually marrying someone that they're...
A couple of gold diggers coming in.
Yeah,
like,
I think. And they were outcasts. Because right. They weren't born in Russia and stuff, and people knew that what they were like.
They were trying to do this.
Yeah, they were fucking getting... And they had big noses, that's why they were called the Crow Sisters.
What?
Nice.
But they were massively into the occult and mysticism and all this fucking...
Oh,
it's
yes.
Weird how, like, all this was happening then. It's not... Like, there's not... You don't come across it now, don't you? The occult and mysticism. Like, the closest you get is, like, somebody with, like, crystals.
Yeah.
It's a fucking art girl that's with crystals.
No one's like that.
Piss off.
Or maybe it is, it's hidden. It's in the darkness.
Yeah, they
don't know about it unless you're looking for it.
They're all in someone's basement.
Yeah.
They're all in this unit.
Orgies everywhere.
So, like, back then, though, but it was a prop. Like, that's where the Nazis all came from.
Was it?
All, like, just the occultism and the mysticism. Yeah. Well, we touched on it. Himmler. But they would be all, I think, through the 1800s. And then going into, like, 1900s, and then it kind of dissolved out. But that was, like, fucking massive with, like, black magic and Satanism and all
that.
Just
a time where just people built nothing else to believe in.
So he became friends with these Crow Sisters because he was kind of, like, a bit, not an outcast, but, like, a fucking weirdo in the circles. Yeah. And they were two weirdos as well. So he became mixing with these two sisters. Now... Meanwhile, these two other dates I've got, 1905 or 1906.
Yeah.
Don't know which year it was. But Tsarina Alexander Romanov, the woman of the royal family, she lost her spiritual advisor, didn't she? So she had a spiritual advisor, and on his deathbed, Dr. Philippe, his name was.
Philippe?
Dr. Philippe, they had... They had him as their spiritual advisor because he helped them have a son because they had daughters and like they needed a son, you know, to carry on the and like he's supposed to have fucking done it. But on his deathbed, he made a claim to Tsarina Alexander Romanov, said, "You will meet a new holy man to replace me very soon," and literally. As he died, I don't know how many days later, she was introduced by the Crow Sisters at a party to Rasputin.
Oh, God.
Who just absolutely fits the
whole
thing.
His eyes go black and not. Like, yeah, you'll do.
You're coming with me. So instantly, she was like, oh, fucking hell, you're the person. My spiritual advisor on his deathbed has like done like a fucking prophecy has come true instantly.
Met through these fucking Crow Sisters who are weirdos.
Weirdos anyway.
It's like, yeah.
So, Tsarina, the Romanov family, they had a son, Alexei, who had haemophilia, didn't he?
Mm.
Which is so fucking disgusting.
What's that? What is it?
So it's like when your blood can't clot. So if you like have a cut, it just bleeds and bleeds.
Yeah, yeah. Like even you won't like stop bleeding.
Even a paper cut, it'll just you can just fucking.
Why
like,
would you stop it then?
I think you have to have like drugs and stuff, clot it,
put
like pressure on, just hold it in as much.
Oh,
imagine how much blood fucking pouring out.
How bad is that?
But it makes you. I think it makes you ill in other ways as well. But that's the main one.
Yeah.
But he was like very weak.
Yeah.
The son.
Mm-hmm.
And like obviously back then they don't really know how to deal with it, don't they?
Yeah, well, they have... so this I've got this at 1906 as well.
Is that 1906? When,
yeah. So they do have doctors, but they're just like...
Yeah.
Like, there's not much we can do.
We don't really
just
know.
Like,
it's just bleeding.
Yeah.
Give him a mushroom.
Stop bleeding.
Give him some soup.
I'll sort him out. Onion soup.
So that was the son of the Romanovs. They had the daughters as well, didn't they? Which
was like four of them or something.
I think there was, yeah. And Anastasia is part of that. You know Anastasia?
Yeah.
The famous, she was like the most beautiful girl ever. Do you know the story of Anastasia?
Not really, no.
Oh, wait, I'll say it at the end. I'll say it when it gets to the point.
Okay.
There's a cool story about her.
Right.
So they have Alexei, who's ill. I don't know how old he is. Is he seven or something like that?
He's young.
Yeah.
Young lad.
And one day he falls ill and can't stop bleeding. Mm. He's just bleeding all day. And like they're like, oh, this is so fucking bad thing about it.
I thought he got like, it's like internal.
I think that happens as well, yeah.
How would they have known back then if you got just bruising like
oh
crazy?
Oh god, that's disgusting.
Massive. Just purple. It's just spreading. The whole of you. Like Thanos.
That's sickening. That's vile.
That's unfortunate.
You need Rasputin, unlucky, mate.
Yeah, I know what you need.
So, one day he fell ill, heavy bleeding, and it was in secret. They didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Rasputin had a vision, didn't he? Rasputin's somewhere else in St. Petersburg doing his fucking mystical, occult, black magic shit. Just with
sleeping
people.
With yeah. wives.
And he has a vision that the son is ill. So he runs to the palace or whatever, demands to the guards, say, let me in.
Yeah.
I know the son is ill and I can help him. Now, the guards are like, how does he know about this? This is like too
no
much.
No one knows.
It's too much of a coincidence. You know, like, when they look into it, it's like, oh, should we need to let him in? Because this is like a bit weird, this. So he comes in and then Alexander Romanov's like, okay, yeah, you're coming in. You're doing it. You're sorting it out.
Yeah.
So he comes in, doesn't he? And he tells the doctors to leave.
Yeah.
So he gets rid of all the doctors so he can use his healing powers in private. And then a few days later, Alexei's fine.
So weird.
Now, I was looking into it. Did it say in the documentary what they think happened?
It's that it was the stress or something was making it worse or something like that. Yeah. His heart. Him panicking was making it worse. So him getting rid of all the doctors and saying, you're in the hands of God, you're fine.
Yeah.
Calmed him down. Well, like...
Another one I've seen as well, adding on to that, was the doctors were giving him aspirin.
Yeah.
And back then they didn't know aspirin thinned your blood and made your
blood. Making it worse and worse.
So he turned up and like did that. You know, like got rid of the doctors saying like, you know, we need to chill the kid out.
Yeah, yeah.
But by doing that, he's got rid of the doctors from giving him aspirin.
So he's just thickened his blood anyway.
Yeah. So he sorted it basically.
Those doctors. Can't trust doctors.
Fuck that. You want some black magic occultism?
Yeah, get him. Just looking at him like pupils. A hypno toad off like
Futurama. So that was his major breakthrough into
Well
the
now he's seen as
family.
Like he's better than a doctor.
Yeah.
He can actually heal. He's basically now, you would think he's healed. He's just healed that kid.
Yeah.
And the doctors couldn't
do
anything.
They couldn't
do
it, yeah.
I think, I believe, I'd be like, fuck.
These men of science.
Giving him medicine, working. He came, hovered his hands over him.
He came out of nowhere. He came out of the
thunder. Running up to the door.
You know, like, well, another thing is, they said he must have got word from, because he was already like, he's already met Alexander Romanov.
Yeah.
So he knows the family. He must have got word somehow, you know, through people talking.
Yeah, sisters or something.
Yeah.
Like,
telling
trickles
him,
down, doesn't it, somehow?
He's like, right, I can step in there and make me name for himself.
Yeah. He made up the vision shit, hasn't he? Like, I had a dark vision. Like, I didn't see anything about the vision. I thought they requested him to come.
Oh, I get you.
Like, in secret. But it makes sense. He has already claimed to have a few visions. So it makes sense he thinks another one's...
Banging on the door, let me in.
Let me in.
He's like drunk, swaying around. So he does this, and now Tsar Nicholas II, father, is like, well, you're a fucking crazy guy, you're with me now. So Rasputin starts giving him like drugs like opium, morphine and cocaine.
What?
And he stopped like partying. Like every night they're like up,
just like
all night, yeah. Fucking partying in the palace with the king of Russia. And he got him addicted to cocaine and morphine and stuff. So he became dependent. And Rasputin.
Ah.
Rasputin's like,
he's smart though, isn't he, Rasputin?
Games. Got the king.
Even
it's all
accidental, this shit, isn't it? But that makes him sound like he's some genius. Like, yeah, I don't think he meant to, like,
he's planned
just
it all
partying
out.
All the time. He just wants to party, shag everyone.
He was probably taking all the drugs as well, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's like, oh, yes, but he probably getting him to pay for it or whatever. Like, yeah.
So Tsar Nicholas, like, became dependent on him.
Yeah.
And obviously enjoyed the party lifestyle that Rasputin was bringing.
Yeah.
To this fucking bullshit fucking royal family style life.
Probably would, wouldn't you? Yeah. Like Prince Harry.
Yeah.
He went
wild,
didn't he, for a bit? Just, like, partying all
off
the time.
The rails?
As soon as you can.
And he was reported, like, he helped the family. He healed the headaches and migraines and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now it gets a bit weird. He started hanging out with the children a lot, didn't he?
Yeah, he was in like the nursery thing, wasn't he? Like going there and healing and shit, telling stories.
He was like telling bedtime stories, tucking them in bed and stuff.
It's fucking weird, yeah.
So you got this absolute weird guy in this massive palace hanging out with your
with
children.
The kids.
They're all like, what, 10, 12, 13, 7. he's spending a lot of time.
You all trust him though, like, yeah.
Well, the nanny didn't she? The nanny was like saying, "This guy's fucking weird. Why is he hanging around with him at night and like stuff like that?"
Yeah.
And they fired her.
What? Just get rid of her.
He said that it was the kids who complained about the nanny saying like you're bullying Rasputin.
Oh my god!
And the family like got rid of the nanny, and a maid claimed that she was raped by Rasputin, which she probably was.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, he was.
But they obviously sided with Rasputin.
Yeah.
And fired her. So he's already doing weird stuff now.
We just sweep everything that he does under the rug, doesn't he? Like, saved our kid, really. He can't really...
Now...
Little rape here and there. He saved our kid. Oh, let him off. Can't really...
Yeah, he's raping our kids, but it's all right.
He did save him, though, so...
I think he's definitely... If you look at pictures of him and the stories of him here, he's definitely weird enough to rape the kids, isn't he?
I think he's just a bit like a sex addict. Druggy drunk person, and he's just like,
he's not bathing at all.
He's just fucking like, fucked up all the time. I think he's having visions all the time
on drugs.
Yeah,
like, why the fuck would you let him near like a 10-year-old girl?
From their point of view, though, he's come in and saved this child, hasn't he?
Weird,
yeah.
So, at this time as well, he lived in an apartment, that was, the apartment was renowned for having massive orgies and drug-fueled magic meetings.
Magic meetings.
That's what in the neighborhood. That's what that apartment was like.
Right.
Renowned for since he was there.
What the?
And like we said, like there's a load of middle-aged women were going to him.
Oh yeah.
Probably because they were bored, you know, just the fucking mundane life.
He just offered, go to like, this guy.
A release of this like drug fueled fucking orgy thing.
Yeah.
Now, one disciple, Olga Loktina, that was one of them. She left her husband and children to live in his apartment as a slave.
Oh my god!
And like the picture of it, she looks just like a fat middle aged woman.
She's like someone who's going to live with Rasputin.
So he was like, he's definitely fucking exploiting his cult style fucking.
Oh yeah. I don't know if it's the same apartment, because I've got something about an apartment.
Go on, yeah.
Oh, no, I've not. I have, but further down, so I don't know if it's the same one.
Mm.
In St. Petersburg as well.
Yeah, it must be the same place, isn't it?
But if...
Don't need to carry on a bit?
Yeah, go on, carry on. Okay. I don't know. You've got more information than me, so I don't know where to. I'm just, I don't know if I'm... No, I've got a gap, or if you've jumped ahead.
Oh,
I don't know which it is. So
that disciple, Olga, she forced everybody to address him as God.
What?
Honestly.
Oh, my God.
So you have to call him God in the apartment.
Fucking hell.
So her head's gone, hasn't it? Her head's fucking fell off.
Yeah.
She's fucking
fat. I mean, he's laughing his head off. Yeah. I didn't even tell her to do this. She's just like, everyone's coming and calling him God.
She's microwaved herself there. Now, by this time, the police were looking into him.
Oh, yeah, they start
saying, yeah,
got his tail a little bit.
And did you see the bit about the prostitutes?
Yeah, and like the bathhouse thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, with the same bit then. So he goes to the bathhouse with sailors or prostitutes, basically, and he just gets hammered there, off, like, shags him in the massage bits. Yeah.
And he beats him, doesn't he?
There's
reports that he beats him. He wanted to beat the sin out of him.
Oh my! Well, that makes sense. That's adding on to the being a drunk bit seems to go hand in hand. Beating women.
Loads of like prostitutes turn up, fucking
black eyes and that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, fucking hell. Rasputin's a bit rough, isn't he?
So the police cottoned onto that, didn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Found out that was going on.
Yeah.
And the other stuff that police found in the reports of what like people. I've pulled up was he was often seen screaming at the demons inside of him.
Oh my
just like walking
God.
Down walking down the street and stuff like that.
What the fuck? What was he screaming?
It's the way
fuck this guy.
It's the wording of it as well, isn't it? Screaming at the demons inside of him. Why have the police wrote that down like that?
Yeah, what? Very official report. Now, quite poetic.
People need to you need to like Google a picture of him, don't they?
All of this makes sense. Like, looking at him, you think, yeah, he's got. I could see him shouting like
screaming in the bathhouse.
Yeah.
Get away. Get away. While he's raping somebody.
God.
So, if you're on like fucking morphine and cocaine constantly,
you'd think there's voices and all that, wouldn't you?
So then, did you see about the bishops? What the bishops did?
No.
They tried to, like, they ambushed him. So these, you know, the first two bishops that you see that he met up with in St. Petersburg?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how long this has gone on for now. Is it a few years? It's been in St. Petersburg for a few years.
So, yeah, the date seems to just dry up, and it's hard to...
I think it's a few years. One or two years or something. So he's got his hands on the fucking claws on the royal family.
Yeah.
He's got this apartment, which is, like, renowned cult fucking weird happenings.
Yeah.
He's crazy, but he's still, like, drawing crowds into him. Yeah.
Still a bit of a healer.
Now the bishops are like, he's damaging our reputation.
Yeah.
He's not following.
He's gone a bit off the rails a little bit, this guy.
He's probably the Antichrist.
Yeah. Might have let the Antichrist in.
So they ambushed him somewhere in St. Petersburg and tried to they basically beat him up with a massive crucifix.
What the fuck?
How weird is that?
Beating the devil out of him.
Imagine, like, two bishops.
Why do they use, like, a bat or something?
Imagine them carrying some, like, fucking 7-foot crucifix.
Don't worry about all of that. We're just...
like, shoving it on him.
Dead awkward to hit him with as well. He's like, fuck off, what are you doing? Weird. All of this is
so fucking weird. Patronage
is weird.
I had no idea any of this like was part of the story. Oh, any, God, no. All of this was like this.
Stupid.
So they beat him up with this massive crucifix.
Yeah.
And the Tsars, like the Romanov family, were like, oh shit, fucking Rasputin's being beat up by these bishops. They captured the two bishops, the Romanov family, and said, right, we're exiling you to Serbia. Siberia, oh, you're going. Now, Sergei Trifonov, this is a funny one. He escaped from, like, the exile. He dressed up as a woman and fled to Finland.
What the fuck?
And then his path just went dry then.
He just disappears. He was messing about in Finland as a woman.
He's dressed up as a woman.
First transgender.
Like, what the fuck? So the Tsars were on his side even then.
Yeah.
You know, got rid of...
One of the things... Because when they found out about all the brothel things, or the bathhouse things, they defended him by saying he was just preaching scriptures there. And that's what they said. Like, after all that, they were like, oh, he's just preaching scriptures.
Just preaching
scriptures. And that's it. Like, what the fuck?
Don't worry about it.
They're in denial, aren't they? They're like, oh, God.
Yeah, they're on them. It's all the drugs they're having, isn't it?
Probably, yeah.
All the rapings they're getting.
Yeah, God, they don't know what's going on anymore.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Rasputin's puppet master. Rasputin. Anyway, Rasputin.
Yeah, so these... it's all spiraled, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's all spiraled.
It's not going well for our guy, Gregory.
It's not going well for anybody, eh? Is anybody women? Except for that Olga. the slave.
Oh, yeah, she's loving it.
She's having a great time.
He's probably never even there, anyway. She's just, like, free of heart.
She's, like, waiting for it.
Sat there, like, looking
God.
At the wall.
God!
Are you there, God? Gregory!
You know what's so funny is, like, this is also always been, like, dark story as well.
Yeah, it's just freaking stupid, isn't it? But this is like, when I was watching this, I was like, what? This isn't even, like, I thought he was going to be, like, well worse than this. He's just a fucking druggy.
Like, all, like, the names, you write Rasputin, it's like, the devil incarnate.
Rasputin, yeah. The mad monk and all this. Like, well, makes sense. The mad monk makes sense.
Fucking Mighty Boosh episode. So I've got the next date, 1914. Have you got that?
What happens?
He returns back home to Siberia.
No, oh no, I've got...
Have you got anything in between that?
Yeah, so I've got... he's now still being followed by the police.
Yeah.
And they knew that he attended a hotel in St. Petersburg for parties. Have you got anything on this?
No, I haven't got anything on this.
So this... police report from one of his most infamous night out in this hotel, because they have police following everywhere, like, writing down what's going on.
Yeah.
So this is a report. On March the 26th of this year at 11 p.m, I don't know the year, annoyingly it didn't say, it just said this year, the well-known Grigory Rasputin arrived at the Yar restaurant. Drunk, Rasputin danced the Razkaya. Don't know, it must be like a famous dance or something. I don't know.
Is that dance for you on your knees?
Oh, that'd be so funny. So he danced that. Further, Rasputin's behaviour became outrageous, sexually psychotic.
Sexually psychotic.
Why are the police writing reports so weird?
Fucking police are involved.
Psychotic. Yeah, they're all off the reds. He bared his sexual organs and in that state carried on conversations with the singers, giving them handwritten notes. So he's just like got his dick out, talking to everyone like he's sexually psychotic, this fella.
Imagine the police feel this.
Just writing everything down in the corner.
Dancing.
So, yeah, and then have you know all the stuff about the Tsar telling him to leave?
Yeah, it says like you just need to calm down.
Yeah, so yeah. You need to leave town for a bit.
Too much heat.
Yeah. Yeah. And get on the transparent Siberian Express home. Yeah. So that must be we're up to now. Okay.
So get back.
Yeah. They're like, fuck off. Go away, because you're getting a bit sexually psychotic now, mate. Can't defend you anymore,
out.
Mate.
Sort yourself out. Mm. Yeah, so he gets back home, 1914.
Yeah.
The bishops, these two bishops, or like the church he was involved in,
yeah.
They're convinced he's the Antichrist now.
After taking him in?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, God.
What have we done?
This boy's got the devil in him.
So he's back at home, chilling. Now, they hire a prostitute, don't they, with a disfigured face.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't got this,
story's funny. So this prostitute, Kionia Guseva. Now, they got hold of her. She was a prostitute who had a nose cut off. And there's pictures. Fuck? You can Google the pictures of her. If you just put Rasputin fucking prostitute assassination or something, yeah. It'll come up. She looked bad.
Yeah.
Now, these bishops hired her to assassinate him in his hometown. So she went over and like stood outside his house.
Yeah.
I think he had like a telegram or something. And he had to get out of the house. He was going out of the house and she was stood outside.
Ah, so they lured him out.
Right. And he walked out and seen her across the road. And he was like, who's this interesting character with like half a face?
Oh, he's probably like, yeah. Easy shag.
Yeah, yeah.
So honestly, like, oh, no one's going to be shagging her. I'll get her.
So he walks over to it. I'm gonna sort this sin out of you. And then as he gets up to her, she immediately, like, just as he gets close to it, starts stabbing him in the stomach.
Yeah.
Loads of times.
Fucking
and
hell.
She got like that wild. She even pulled his intestines out.
What the? I missed all. What the fuck? Why is this not in the documentary I watched? Oh, what?
So she even pulled his intestines out.
Yeah.
And she must have ran off or something.
Yeah.
And he was left there and went to hospital, got like sorted out.
Yeah.
And that was the same day Franz Ferdinand was assassinated.
Oh.
For World War One.
Interesting.
So he was in hospital. Yeah. And World War One kicks off. And yeah. He's had this assassination attempt. And I don't know if he knew it was the bishops or not.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe, yeah.
I don't know how would you know, though? It's just a random woman. Like, no nose. Just stabbing
that's,
you.
That's so weird anyway, isn't it? She stood outside.
Or maybe the connection to how they lured him out.
Yeah.
If you said they were somehow did something to get him out.
I think it was a telegram. I think he had to go to like receive a telegram or something because he's getting out of the house and sees this woman just staring at him across the road.
Fuck.
But he goes over anyway.
He's like, oh yeah, go on then.
So World War One kicks off.
Yeah.
And he is in hospital.
Right.
He's not by Tsar Nicholas II's side.
Yeah.
And Rasputin sends a letter to Nicholas. Pleading not to go to war.
Yeah, right.
Don't go to war. It's gonna just.
So he's like, no. What is he saying? He's having more visions here or something?
Is he? Yeah.
I didn't say, but what? Oh, I don't know. I guess he's just like, oh, you're gonna ruin it all for me now. Don't go to war. Like, come on, we've got something good here.
Go downhill.
Yeah.
But Nicholas II was like, no, I'm going to war because all the people were behind him, weren't they?
Yeah.
The Russian people, and it was like the fucking all the politics of World War One, which is probably too much to go into, isn't it?
Yeah, God, that's a whole other
thing. So Nicholas II goes to war, literally as well. He goes with the army, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And goes away from Russia and goes to the war. So it's just Alexandra,
yeah,
the wife, back at home.
Fucking Rasputin.
Rasputin. Once he's
getting ready,
up.
He's like, yeah. I mean, probably loving it now, and he's like, oh, here we go.
Comes straight back. So he's healed up in his hospital for however long.
How the fuck did he even heal?
He's had his intestines pulled out.
Because these doctors aren't not very good, are they?
He must have healed himself.
Leave me. Doctors, leave me.
So he's straight back into the fucking royal palace.
Yeah.
There's no guys around now. So, you can take it however you want. But he was, I think he was smashing her around.
Yeah, they were... Well, that's the famous rumour, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that what the song is based about them too?
Is it, yeah.
Rasputin, Russia's famous love machine or something.
Is that the lyric?
I think that's the song. Russia's famous love machine. And it's just like, he has a cat and... I don't know. Anyway, I think she's mentioned in it.
Is she, yeah.
That's meant to be his lover or something. Might have made that up, though. I don't know.
Well, no, and I think there was report. There wasn't. Yeah, I think it was like a thing.
Yeah.
You know, people were.
Well, it is well. That's a well known thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It was meant to be his lover.
Yeah.
Or he was meant to be her lover.
I think he was like all the lovers in the royal family.
I was just everyone's. Men, yeah. Women, the animals.
With them all. Like... So by this time, there's no real head figure in the royal family government ruling Russia.
Yeah.
Because Nicholas is in the war. So he, by default, like fucking right-hand man to Alexandra, assumes control.
Right.
Doesn't he?
Straight in there.
And he's like, he appoints like government officials in places and starts doing like proper government business.
Yeah.
I'm like how? So now we've got this madman, Rasputin.
Doing everything.
Literally running a country, Russia, in a war.
No idea about any of this stuff either. No. He's just some drunk guy. Fucking...
So that, I think that is where you can assume for him to get to have so much sway to end up like having a say in government matters.
Yeah,
he must have been in bed with her because she's the highest point so far.
She's just like, yeah, go on, you get in there.
You take control now.
Yeah,
fucking so. Like, I think you need to picture how powerful he must have been then. Like, running a government. Like
whatever he wants, can't he? Just like, any woman, shag you.
Yeah.
Sleep you. And then you can't say anything. Got you then.
He's not even bothered about fucking agricultural policies and industrial workplace stuff.
Don't worry about any of that. A few drugs down here. A couple of orgies, happy days.
So, I think by this time, a lot of the government was realised he was like an absolute weirdo. Why is he in power?
Yeah, weren't happy with
this. Alexandra's like behind him.
Yeah.
So they're not happy with anything that's going on. And at the end of the war, so how long was World War One? It's a few years, wasn't it?
Was it 4 years, wasn't it?
He's had a few years of like fucking running Russia, basically. Which you could probably do an episode just on that alone.
Yeah. When he was, I didn't see anything on this really. There wasn't much on this, but there probably is.
By the end of the war, Russians was like, well, I think everybody was fucked, every country. There was like no jobs.
Yeah.
The price of bread doubled. Like, you know, all that usual shit. So everybody's like up in arms, like, this isn't good. And then to top it off, the fucking government's run by a madman.
This idiot.
This fucking weirdo. Drunk.
Sex addict.
Smelly. Psycho.
Run by the Antichrist. Oh, bloody hell, the Antichrist is in charge. No wonder it's all going wrong.
Imagine what like them bishops must have been thinking.
Yeah, like, thought we killed him? And then he pops back up. It's like
fucking ruling the country.
Imagine if they just heard from the woman, yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then he's just like, what? Oh my god, he is the Antichrist. He's gonna come after us. He's far from the dead, you're like, oh wait, is he crying? What? Who is he?
Oh, we'll get to that bit as well, won't we? About the other back from the dead.
Oh, I don't know.
You know, when he's... Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So, by this time, he had another vision that he was going to die.
Oh, okay.
And he accepted it, didn't he?
Don't know.
I think he accepted it. He said, like, yeah, I accept that I'm going to die soon.
And, he knew it was going to happen soon.
My time's up. Oh, my stuff God. Like that. And he wrote to the Tsarina Alexandra, He said, if one of your relations brings upon my death, then none of your family will remain alive for more than 2 years. They will be killed by the Russian people. Now,
fuck.
If people know the Russian history,
yeah,
that literally came true.
Was it? Oh, I don't know any.
So he wrote that to Alexandra.
Fucking
like
hell.
Word for word, wrote that, and it came true.
Oh my! I didn't know that.
Like it came true word for word when it happened. But we'll get to that anyway.
Okay.
So he wrote that when he was like at the end of the war. Russia's shit. Government's all over the place. People.
Was this when he's starting to realise people don't want him?
Yeah.
He starts to write this because he's like, well, he's obviously just trying to scare him, isn't he?
Do you reckon?
He's like, scare them into not.
But it all comes true like that, word for word.
Oh, I don't know. He predicted a lot. This guy. Maybe he was something. Maybe when we die, we go up to heaven. Rasputin's like sat there chilling,
doing that dance.
Rasputin.
This dick out. So. This other guy in government, Felix Yusupov. He was Alexandra's nephew as well, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Now, he hated Rasputin. He realised this guy's fucking...
Really wanted him out.
This guy's a bad guy. He's raping the kids.
Yeah.
He's causing all sorts of trouble. And he wanted him out. Yeah, he wants.
So he's in the richest family, isn't he?
Yeah.
Even richer than...
The royal family.
Yeah. These are richer than... I don't know what's going on there. These are just the richest. He's the heir to it.
Oh, is he? Yeah.
Yeah. So he's the kid. So have you heard how he's described?
Yeah. Go on, you say.
He's described as a homosexual with the fondness of dressing up as a woman.
What a way to be described. But said his wife Irina was the most beautiful woman in Russia as well.
What? Fucking hell.
Like a weird fucking
what's
relationship.
What's going on there? Well, apparently he was really good looking as well. That's what they say. He's like really like handsome man. He's just like dancing around and like.
So he had enough Rasputin, didn't he?
Mm.
And he comes up with
I think he went to some speech, didn't he? He was sat on some speech.
Yeah, some captain.
They were against Rasputin. Yeah. And from that, he was like, yeah, we need to fucking get rid of him.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So he comes up with a plot to kill Rasputin.
Yeah.
Now, this is where Rasputin's like the legend of Rasputin, isn't it?
Yeah.
His death.
Probably everyone knows him now, yeah.
So, this Felix tricks Rasputin to come round to his house. To heal Irina, his wife, who Felix is claiming his wife has a sex addiction.
Oh, I've got two. I've got a different thing.
Oh, what have you got? Yeah.
So I've got he invites him round
for a party.
For a party.
Yeah.
Was that?
Well, I think he was like mixed together, you know, like a party.
I
think he like knew if he mentioned addiction. He'd be involved. Rasputin would be like, oh yeah, I'm coming.
I'm coming.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll heal him. Don't you worry. Oh no, it was not a party. He wanted him to come and see his new apartment he'd built under the palace.
Because it was underground, wasn't it?
That was his way of, oh, come and see this new apartment I've built. It's dead good. It's under the palace.
So.
But it was probably, who knows? That was probably included in it though, wasn't it? Get him in.
Yeah, I think it was sex all that,
addiction.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
So now, 1916.
Yeah.
This is it. This is it peaks now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
With a crazy story. So, don't mean to say, are you?
Oh, I think you've got more.
Yeah.
I just kind of... The documents just kind of ended quite abruptly on this bit. There wasn't
much... The main bit?
Yeah, there wasn't much, like, info...
That's maybe why I went to sleep. It just abruptly ended. My eyes just closed.
Well, it just kind of, like, faded out. And I was like, oh, right, that was it.
Oh, this is the crazy
maybe
bit.
Why I think he's... Not as good then, because I've missed all this.
So, Felix picked him up in a car one night.
Right.
With two other people.
Oh, one of them was the Duke Dimitri. Did you get him?
No, I don't know.
So this Felix guy managed to get the Tsar's cousin, Duke Dimitri Pavlovich, to agree to murder him as well.
Dimitri Pavlovich.
However, the Duke said that his social life was so busy... He could only do it 2 weeks from now, so he's like, oh, I'm all booked up, mate. He's like, I've got the quiz. I've got a pub quiz on Monday. Like, playing footy with the lads.
Oh, I've got open mic on Wednesday.
Like, my social life's so busy.
He was only
available one evening, 2 weeks from then.
Can't even get to fit a murder in.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm pretty booked up, mate.
Well,
So that's who he's doing it with. Yeah.
So it's Dmitry Pavlovich.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And Felix. And yeah. There was another person in the car.
I don't know.
Well, they picked him up one night.
Yeah.
And took him to the basement of the place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they said it was set up like a party.
Yeah.
The place was set up like a party's happened.
Yeah.
And they said Irina, his wife, is upstairs entertaining guests.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She'll be down in a bit.
Right.
And you can work your magic on her.
Right. Oh, they also put on the record. I don't know how they know this. Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Oh, my.
That was playing. Do you know what that is?
What? Go on. Give me a...
I don't... I can play it if you want. I've got it. I loaded it up because I knew.
Go on.
Like, why the fuck? Oh, shit. It's going on verse. Is this Irvy and me?
Go on. Yeah, so you got this lined up already.
That's just like playing upstairs.
I'm a real life Yankee Doodle
who
made my name.
Oh my fucking God.
So, like, on the documentary, they were playing it over the bit they were saying. There's a really funny bit in that. I can't flip through to find it. And I was like, why would you play this? It's like.
Oh my God.
But I guess back then, that was their like popular party songs, aren't they? That's like everyone gets down to them.
So that's blasting. That's blasting upstairs or in the room?
Upstairs. Yeah. So he thinks there's a big party going on.
Now there was people upstairs, wasn't there?
Oh, okay.
So there was a party.
Yeah.
But I think they knew that Rasputin was going to get killed.
So everyone there knew?
Yeah. But I don't think there was that many people, but there was a few people upstairs with Irina.
Yeah.
You know, like in on the ploy to make it like a party. So while Rasputin was downstairs sitting down, they fed him with cakes and wine.
Yeah.
Absolutely filled up with cyanide.
Yeah. I've got these bits, actually.
Rasputin ate all the cakes and drank all the wine for 2.5 hours.
Oh, I didn't get the time or anything. What the fuck?
And he didn't drop dead for 2.5 hours. And them two stood around like, oh my God, what the fuck?
He's not dying.
This is a bit weird, actually. Maybe he is. maybe he has got something to him. Now, they said they had enough cyanide to fucking wipe out so many people. And he just had it all. Like, nothing.
That was nice.
So, that Felix Yusupov was like, I cannot fucking believe this. He stormed upstairs.
Imagine, like, he's just storming out and Rasputin's putting, like, a piece of cake in it.
Full of cyanide.
Where are you going?
The other guy's just there watching him.
He's, like, sweating like that, the other guy. Thinking he's the Antichrist. Oh, my God. What have we done?
2-hour loop of that. Yeah. So Felix runs upstairs and gets his gun.
Yeah.
And runs back down. And points the gun right at him.
Yeah.
And Rasputin stands up, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And looks at him and doesn't even do anything. He's
looking at like the crucifix, isn't he?
Is that what he's looking at?
I don't know how they knew it. It's just from the accounts of what they said. He's just staring at the crucifix.
Like he accepts it, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He's not flinching or anything.
Yeah, no, he's like, yeah.
God, imagine that. Imagine. So he shoots him.
Yeah.
And he crumples down to the ground. Yeah. Bang. Dead. Yeah. So they leave his body there in the basement. Felix and the other guy, I don't know if there was another guy, but they go upstairs and literally party.
They're like, yeah, we got him. Yeah, like we got worked. Him.
They start drinking. They have a good night.
Yeah.
Irina and all that. They start, that music's blasting. Now, halfway through the night, Felix starts getting a bad feeling.
I'm getting a bad feeling, guys. Got a bad feeling about this.
Some bad vibrations. And he's like, oh, this doesn't feel good, actually. That's so...
Why would you...
Why is that...
I guess it's instinct, but...
Suppose you got a dead body downstairs, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like, so he goes downstairs. So what happens... So he goes downstairs. Oh, the words are, he's got a sense of dread. That's what he's got.
God. So that's not... And that's halfway through a party. That's quite powerful, isn't it? To randomly feel like you're like... What's like... Gotta go check this out.
So... He runs back down with a doctor who was in the party, and they go to the body, Rasputin, and they go and they check, and the doctor's checking his pulse and stuff, and as he's checking the pulse, Rasputin's eyes open.
Jesus Christ.
And he sits up like fucking Tyson Fury.
Oh, the Undertaker.
Now, at this point, the doctor fainted. He was just like, his head. Just
nah, I'm good.
Fuck this.
Logging off.
Felix sprinted back upstairs, claiming that Rasputin is a zombie.
Oh my god.
Well, you would though, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah.
You just shot somebody.
He's been dead for
full
like
of cyanide. Been dead for hours.
Oh yeah, he's got forgot about all that.
And then you come back down, the doctor's checking, and he fucking wakes up and sits up. And you're like, so he runs back up to the bar, he's screaming in like hysterical panic.
Which makes sense.
It's a fucking zombie, Rasputin zombie, fucking antichrist zombie.
We can't kill him. We can't kill him.
So the other people have got guns on him, and they come down. And they get down to the basement, and the body's not there, isn't it?
God, you'd be shitting on, like, wouldn't you?
Imagine, like, that music's just, like, faking in the background. Like, where is he?
What the
where
fuck?
Where's he gone?
So they, like, they try and... They run out, and he's on the forecourt, isn't he?
Yeah.
Outside, crawling.
Yeah.
And they all gather around him and unload the guns into him. Six men.
Yeah.
With revolvers, so I don't know how many bullets that is.
Oh,
fucking
knows.
Unloaded the bullets into him.
Yeah.
So he's had, like... He's had a shitload of cyanide fucking hours ago.
That's meant to work quite quickly, isn't it?
Yes.
Because that was one of the things they were like, why is he still talking? Like, he's just carrying on.
Still partying. Yeah. He's been shot, and then he's been shot again. Okay, so they're like, right, he's dead now. We need to dispose of the body.
Yeah.
It's over now.
It's done.
It's done. So they wrap him up in like some carpet, don't they, or something. And stuff him into the back of a car.
Right.
And they drive to... Oh, I forgot the name of the bridge. They drive to a bridge.
Mm.
And this is in December. So the water's frozen. But there's a little hole in the you know, the ice.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So they throw the body off the bridge into the hole.
Yeah.
And he goes under the water, yeah.
Yeah.
And they go back.
Happy days. Happy job done.
Now, the body's found, in the morning. Oh, this fucking Rasputin's found it, like, here in this river, dead. And they do a post-mortem on him, and it revealed that he died in the water.
What the fuck?
So his lungs filled with air the exact way it fills up when you're breathing. And
oh, you mean filled with water?
His hands were frozen, clawed, like it's been clawing at the ice, you know, to break through.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? I didn't have all this. Yeah. So I've got that he died like a different way.
Have you?
Well, not. It's the same tale.
Yeah.
Maybe I just turned it off thinking that after the garden bit was on the courtyard thing.
Oh, it's done.
I think I just turned it off then because I was like, oh, right, he's brown bread.
So that was post-mortem revealed he died in the water after that.
Fucking hell.
Imagine
being them, no one finding out that, and you're like, oh my god. We didn't even kill him. Like, water killed him. Oh my god.
So they had a burial and stuff like that.
Mm.
Now, the post-mortem, the results came out after the burial.
Oh, okay.
So revealed that he died in the water and stuff.
Yeah.
So people heard about it and was like, right, this guy's fucking antichrist.
There's something, yeah.
So they go to his grave. And the body's gone.
Shut
up. No. They go to the grave and they pick up his body and they burn his body.
Oh, okay.
But they take one piece away from him.
Why the fuck would you take
one? Now, if people are listening, you have to Google exactly what I'm saying here to see it. They cut his dick off.
Oh, my God. What?
And it's still
in a
museum
in St. Petersburg
in a jar.
Oh my god, as you just said that, I've heard about this. You can see his dick.
Rasputin's dick.
Oh my god, the love gun.
Wait, why did they take that?
Maybe because he was just fucking shagging everyone. They were like, you know what,
this
has served the community well, this dick. We need to take it. Well, that's weird, that was just wrapped up.
I think it's in a jar, like pickled.
Pickled? Yeah.
I'm not even joking.
This is Rasputin's pickled dick. What the fuck?
So that is the ending of Rasputin.
Oh my god, that's great.
Now, the other bit was like not long after.
Yeah.
There was the Bolshevik Revolution, you know, like Stalin, all them lot, where the Romanov family was executed.
Okay.
By the Russian people.
Like he said.
Exactly. So he said, if one of your relations brings upon my death, then none of your family remain alive for more than 2 years. They will be killed by the Russian people.
And was it 2 years?
I think it was within two years.
Oh, my
It happened exactly.
There's some weird things going on here.
He got killed by the Russian. That's what
exactly
the Bolsheviks
what
were.
He said,
the people
yeah, the
of
Russian
Russia,
people.
Weren't they?
Fucking hell.
And the whole family was wiped out.
There is some weird things. Some weird ongoings here.
What about the death? How does the death out? That's like, you know, the other.
I think he's probably just that drugged up. His body's that used to drugs, like alcohol and stuff, that the cyanide's just like, it's like doing a little bump.
It's keeping him going.
Yeah. He's like, oh, I've got this cake, isn't it? What's in this cake? Have some more of that.
So the other thing I was thinking about, Anastasia.
Mm.
So I should do an episode on the Romanov and the revolution.
I don't know anything about any of that, so.
They say Anastasia like the most beautiful girl ever.
Yeah.
She was one of the daughters. So they got the Romanov family.
Yeah.
Like when they broke into the palace or the Bolsheviks in the revolution. They got the family and lined them up in like one of the rooms and executed them all.
Yeah.
And then threw the bodies out the window or the door next to them outside. And you can see the pictures and everything. But the only one body that was never there was Anastasia.
Oh.
And everybody says, like, why was she not there and where did she go? And there's loads of conspiracies about, like, she escaped somehow. She got, like, she
got wind of it and
someone, I don't know how old she was, like 10 or 12 or something.
Yeah.
Somebody fucking fled her.
Yeah.
And escaped. And they say now, if she did escape and she's had kids, then technically somebody can come and claim
the throne
to Russia.
Oh my
and
God.
Dethrone fucking Putin and all that.
Oh, well, imagine that twist.
Imagine
you just
that.
Turn up.
Fucking
well.
Anastasia bloodline turning up.
Oh, God. You'd never know, though. Just,
yeah, it's right, yeah.
You'd never know. They'd never let you anyway, would they?
No. You'd have to just fucking...
Fuck the fuck you.
You'd have to...
You'd disappear and...
I feel like... No, you could get a bit of a following, though. Imagine if you prove that you're, like...
You'd have to do it from
Anastasia's...
You'd have to do it from not in Russia, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they just kill you off, wouldn't they?
Yeah, yeah.
You'd have to be like, I can prove... Do my blood... Whatever.
And it all comes out.
I'll show you.
Well, like, that Anastasia thing, there's a big... It's like a big mystery thing.
Yeah.
It's not... I've, like, just brushed over it.
They probably just... If she was that good-looking...
They just fucking took her and
raped her. They just took her, like, yeah. That's what happened. I bet they're just like, I'm having a piece of this. You see all the other women, like, what they look like around that time. And then you've got this beautiful girl. They'd be like, oh, yeah. These soldiers, they're just going to take her, aren't they? Like, let's just have some
keeping
fun.
You.
Yeah. That's probably what happened.
Most likely, yeah.
That's so crazy, though. The death bit wasn't even that important in the fucking documentary thing I watched. I was like, what the fuck?
I can't even remember that documentary going over that bit or anything.
No, it did, but it was like, so it said that it gave him the cake and that it wasn't killing him.
Yeah.
So they just pulled the gun out and shot him.
Yeah.
And he went onto the floor and he got up and just ran straight out. That's what it said, and they all chased after him. It didn't say any of that stuff, but that sounds... That sounds more in detail.
That's what I was getting when I was researching.
Yeah. That one was just like, oh, this is how it happened. He pulled his gun out. He didn't say anything about him going getting the gun or if he had a gun.
Yeah.
He said he just aimed his gun at him and
I get it.
So
yeah.
They missed stuff out.
Well, like, there was loads of people there who witnessed it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you're just going off one guy's word.
See, that's a weird thing. I thought it was just them three people and they staged all the upstairs bit just by playing music.
Yeah, no,
well, I don't know.
There's loads of other people
nice.
In and you.
Oh. I guess it's hard to get the exact details back then, isn't it?
Yeah,
no one's like writing it all
these
down.
Weird fucking
like...
police writing weird stuff.
Oh, I've got another police report. Do you want to...
Go on.
That I missed out.
Go on.
I fucking just realised. Oh God, I have to find
it's
it. Now.
Fucking weird police.
So right. So after the Tsar, yeah, suggested he leaves town for a bit, right? And he took the Trans-Siberian Express.
Mm.
He was he ended up in the town of Kumin, but then he had to take a boat back to his hometown, whatever it was, home village, whatever, the Pokrovsky or whatever it's called.
Oh yeah, that was it.
Yeah, so he had to take a boat, and this is a police report from on the boat who were on the same boat as him. So Gregor Rasputin, who was travelling in the same steamship, was smartly drunk and disorderly. Smartly drunk. What the fuck? In the corridor, he accosted the wife of a civil servant. An hour or two before the steamer's arrival at Pokrovskoy,
that's his home.
Rasputin fell off the table onto the floor, where he stayed until the ship landed at 8 o'clock in the evening. Passengers said he wet himself and was totally unconscious. So he's just lying there, like, the whole thing, just, like, pissed his pants. He's just, like, lying there. They all just leave him.
What? So he's drunk?
I don't know.
Just, like, that is fucking weird behaviour.
He was just that blackout drunk that he's just on the floor, like, dead. It's so weird. He's just, this is why the thing, when I saw this, and I was like, what the fuck, this guy's like, just, I was like, he's just a drunk.
Yeah.
He's like,
a drugged up fucking psycho sex addict.
He's just, I don't know, sex addict, just a fucking horny bastard who wants just to.
Weirdo.
He's just messing about, really. And I was thinking this whole time, like, without doing any research, Rasputin, he's this mad, like, fucking character.
Yeah.
Like, he's fucking not, he's just an idiot. He's like,
He's like fucking a mixture between like Super Hands and like that drunk guy for Derek. Have you seen Derek with Ricky Gervais?
Just always having the cans.
Yeah, yeah. Like the bowl head.
What the fuck? So yeah, that's
The story. He's all right, though. Rasputin.
I've got some other things actually.
Go
though,
on, yeah.
He was a celebrity in his home village as well.
Yeah.
And in 1908, he gave 5,000 rubles, which at the time was $2,500, to renovate the village church. I did a bit of researching to see what that is.
Mm.
How much is this? Apparently, it's 80K in today's money.
What?
Where the fuck would he have got like all that?
Like, but, what, yeah, 80K? He's just like a fucking drunk.
Like, what? Like, how could he have? Unless it's all. Unless the calculations are all wrong, but like, how does he give? I can't picture him having any money. Anyway, and then he had the biggest house in the village as well. He made them build like a two-story house.
I want the biggest one.
Yeah, and then when he went after his home village, when he went back to St. Petersburg, in a flat that he was living in, he'd have like people queuing up, like up. Obviously, the few stairs that he was up, there'd be a queue like all the way up to see him and like get healing, and he accepted money as payment, or from the women's sexual favours, obviously.
Oh god, so there you go. Fucking weird. What a weird guy.
I know. But
bizarre human being.
The thing as well about in 1912, when his son, the Tsar's son, was like gonna die at the hunting estate. Do you remember that bit?
No.
So on the hunting estate, the imperial hunting estate is in Poland.
Mm.
He suffered a bleeding, a big tumour, the son.
Yeah.
He did. And he sent, we need Rasputin.
Yeah.
But obviously he was in his fucking, I don't know where he was. Oh, he was in Poland, was he? He was in
Petrekov.
Wherever, yeah. Or he was in St. Petersburg, I don't know.
Yeah. He's somewhere.
And he wrote him a letter.
Yeah.
And it said, don't worry, the boy won't die. Tell the doctors not to interfere. And it worked. he wasn't even there. He wrote a letter.
And he's
and like, they obviously told doctors go away. I bet it was the same thing. Like,
yeah, they just.
He was like, the boy was stressed.
Yeah.
And like, they're giving him all shit. And he fucking somehow seemed to just like survive.
There you go.
And then he was cemented as like, he's a saint.
Yeah,
this guy's like fucking
the real
crazy.
Deal.
He wasn't even there and he fucking heals him.
Yeah, you can't get more of a fucking real deal there, can't you?
God.
Doing stuff like that.
But then there's loads of reports of him coming back to his flat drunk and harassing women and stuff. Like, he's just a fucking big drunk, isn't he?
I can't, like, what do you think is, like, his demeanour was like? Obviously, he was just drunk and just, I think he was, like, cool, calculated. But I think he was just loud. Just like, annoying to be around.
I think when he's partying, he's probably the worst fucking person to be around. Just getting his dick out on that and being like, but if he's like sober, I reckon he was quite quiet. You know, just like
quite
philosophical. Yeah, yeah. But I think that was in the documentary. They said like, but well, one of the things of it, because it paints him in quite a bad light, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
One of them like twists it and was like, you know, when the woman in the interview, you knew him as a child.
Yeah, yeah.
She was saying actually, he was like really generous. If you went up to him, because he had a lot of money somehow.
Yeah.
I think from knowing the Tsar and all that.
Yeah, he must have got some money.
And
somehow.
When she was saying you could go up and ask him for anything and just give it you.
What?
He was like, if you need money for something, he'd just give
he'd
you the
just
money
you
or
out.
He'd just buy it. Yeah. And he was saying like he would actually be,
well,
he was actually really like good, but like obviously he has all this fucked up shit going on, but he would be a good person.
That's what I was going to say. So there is relatives of Rasputin.
Mm.
So his daughter escaped to America. She died in California in like the 70s.
All right.
She was like, she worked in a circus as well. And I think she had kids as well. So like, there's people
who
relate. But she said Because she was, like, interviewed loads and stuff. You know, you're the daughter of fucking Rasputin.
Yeah, yeah.
In America, you know, like, American people interviewing and stuff. Yeah. And she said, like, from what she remembers, he was, like, the nicest guy ever.
Yeah, that's what loads
and, like,
of it
his
says.
Morals and everything, and he was always about, like, telling everybody to just, like, help each
just
other
be
and
nice
stuff
and
like
that.
Like,
but I was, that's possibly just in his hometown, though, isn't it?
Do you reckon?
And he's like, I can't be this fucking dick here, can I, really? I can't be, like,
yeah, I'm gonna be on
trying
best
to
behavior.
Shag everyone and, like, you, it's a little village.
Me daughter, me wife.
Yeah, he's got to set some kind of example. But apparently, yeah, it was all right. The woman was saying, like, dresses and boots and stuff specifically. If you need a new dress,
he'd sort you out.
He'd, like, he would write a note and take it to a guy in a shop.
Yeah.
And he'd just end up with the... Like, he'd just give you the fucking materials and that. So I don't know. I don't really know what was going on. That's probably a little bit of good he did, though.
Yeah.
Doing all this fucked up shit.
A little pinch.
When he wasn't on fucking coke and that.
Drugging the king. Hitting the king, yeah. Addicted to drugs. I don't know. I think he's a character. I think you've got to have people like that. And,
wait, so what? How old was he when he died then?
1916, wasn't it?
And what was he born? Like 1860 something?
1869. So what's that?
So he was 31, 40.
50 something?
Yeah.
Something around about that.
Yeah, fuck, I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's lived a life.
It's not bad, is it? 50? It's all right. 50-ish.
Made a name for himself.
Yeah, bloody hell. So, yeah.
I think he was... I'm not looking at it from the viewpoint of what... When you Google him, it comes across as, like, the fucking demon. Black magic.
That's a load of bullshit.
Nah, I'm just literally looking at him as a character of Peep Show.
Yeah. He just...
Fucking Simpsons character.
It would be like if... Some that homeless guy now,
yeah,
just like decided to start traveling somewhere.
Yeah,
that, oh, I'm gonna go around to all the cities and like meet people
and bullshit
and like get fucked up on drugs.
Yeah, yeah, it's like that, isn't it?
But like he's talking about aliens instead, and it's like they all believe it's right.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's my thoughts on him.
Because I've met people like on the bus. I sat on the bus once, and this fucking guy
came. Tell the listeners some of the stories of the bus people that you tell me.
Some great bus
I
people.
I can't handle that.
So I sat on the bus once, and this guy came. I was at the back, and he came and sat like right next to me. And he was just like, like, you know, to himself. And I was like, oh, fucking hell.
Shit.
He's like, he's too close to like not start talking to me. Like, I know he's going to, he's not talking to himself.
Yeah.
And he just turns to me and goes, do you believe in aliens? I was like, I don't really know. And then he starts just going off, like, oh, how can you not look up the stars and all this? And I was like, oh my God. You know, like, I was like, fucking get me off this.
He was like a Rasputin-esque.
So imagine it, like someone like that.
Yeah.
But he's on about religion.
Yeah, I get it, yeah. And you got to think that then people are very susceptible to like weird stuff anyway,
exactly.
Believing shit.
Yeah.
Easily, because people's lives back then are so simple and fucking.
You could probably could predict a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And all his healing. Just seems like kind of accidental,
well,
doesn't
it? Do you think it was coincidental?
Yeah.
Coincidence.
The thing with the doctors, wasn't it?
Like, that
as soon
makes
as
sense,
they stopped
it?
Giving him a like,
yeah.
Thing.
I don't know about, like, yeah, I don't know. The visions.
I don't know how you can explain that, really.
I suppose he just made him. What's the one where he was told to go to the...
Yeah,
to see the kid.
I think that's what you said. He's probably heard about it,
yeah.
Somewhere.
The only one is Thingyo. The one about the killing.
The killing of the family?
Yeah. That's like,
I don't know what's...
We're over years there. He says that years before, isn't it? Like 2 years, is it? Or three?
But if you think he's mingling...
True, exactly. It's not like they're killed by, like, another country or killed by assassin.
By the Russians.
They're killed by
says.
The Russian people. That's what the Bolsheviks fucking prided themselves on.
Being just
we
the people.
We are the people.
Yeah. Fucking hell. But if you think he's mingling with... He's mingling with everyone, though, isn't he? So he's mingling with, like, the richest of the rich, and he's
and
with
he's
the
with
common
the,
people.
Yeah.
So he might just be hearing, like, oh, get rid of him. We need to fucking get... Maybe he's hearing more and more.
Maybe, yeah, he just...
We need to get rid of... But he's fucking hammered in the corner, like, no one notices.
Don't worry
and
about
it. And he's
him,
taking it all in.
Maybe he just knew the Bolshevik revolution.
Probably did. Probably just dabbled in everything, didn't he? Just...
Maybe they had it planned for ages.
Or maybe that's people. The real... Yeah, oh, maybe he infiltrated. He was the leader.
You fucking
we have cracked the code.
Well,
there we go.
There was another conspiracy. We'll finish on a nice conspiracy.
Go on.
It was the British killed him in an assassination attempt because it was to do with he Rasputin was doing some like type because he was so high up in the government. He was putting pressure on, I think it was Nicholas, to join forces with Germany after the war and join up.
All right.
And that would have been bad for like Britain and all that.
Yeah.
So for them, so the British were like, what can we do? How can we start this? We're not going to war. We're not doing anything big.
Let's take
out this one guy and see if it, like, the pressure's lifted off Nicholas.
Yeah.
They say they could have, because Felix Yusupov, he was like, he studied in Britain, in England. Well, he had some connection.
Yeah.
With the British intelligence, some people in the intelligence, intelligence.
They could have got in touch
They went to uni together or something like that. Like, there was a connection between them.
Yeah.
So it's like,
Maybe they wouldn't put it past us pulling a card like that, really.
Just killing Rasputin.
Yeah.
Bonking him up.
Easy. You like working, it's kill him. Well, clearly not, but.
All night.
Yeah. He didn't even die until the fucking water got him. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't.
I'd love to know all the little things like that assassinations that countries have done. And
yeah, like think of the American ones.
Clue, do you? Yeah, fucking hell. JFK.
Che Guevara.
Yeah.
You killed him. Well, it was the CIA, wasn't it? But like,
that was have you done one of him yet?
No, not yet. Oh, no.
What? You should definitely do one of him. You fucking know stuff going on about him all the time.
No, I only like his. I only like his circles.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, just his friendship groups. I just like the concept of his friendship groups.
He's some lovely people.
I'm not bothered about fucking Cuba.
Yeah, all the political stuff and all that. You're not bothered about that.
No. Yeah, so there's the episode.
That was a good one.
Hope the listeners enjoyed that.
Yeah. Tell them if you hear anything about Cal, let us know his whereabouts.
Yeah, if anybody
can see him anywhere
down.
God knows what's up with him. God knows what's happened to him.
If not, give a like on the
all that, yeah.
The Instagram page. Or anything. Get in touch with us.
Yeah.
Let us know what's going on.
Thanks for having me on again.
No worries, no worries.
Happy days.
Adios. This was brought to you by Murdly Productions.